Title: Proposed Medicare Payment and Compliance Changes for Hospital Outpatient and Ambulatory Surgical Center Services. Content: The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, recently published its proposed payment rule for hospital outpatient services paid under the Outpatient Prospective Payment System, OPPS, and for Ambulatory Surgical Center, ASC, services for calendar year, CY, 2027, the proposed rule. Comments are due August 31, 2026. The proposed rule would, 1. Increase overall OPPS and ASC payment rates by 2.4%, 2. Dramatically cut Medicare payment for drugs acquired through the 340B drug pricing program, from ASP plus 6% to ASP minus 33.4%, 3. Reduce payment for non-contrast imaging at off-campus hospital outpatient departments, 4. Implement new mandatory attestation requirements for provider-based status under Section 6225 of the Consolidated Appropriations Act, 2026, CAA 2026, 5. Continue eliminating the inpatient-only list and expand ASC-eligible procedures, 6. Expand prior authorization requirements, and, 7. Require accrediting organizations to assess Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act, EMTLA, compliance during hospital surveys. A summary of the most significant proposals and their potential impact on hospital operations and revenue is below. 1. 340B drug payment cut, major revenue impact, offset by redistribution based on a new drug acquisition cost survey. CMS proposes to slash Medicare payment for 340B acquired drugs from ASP plus 6% to ASP minus 33.4%, a reduction of approximately $4.85 billion nationwide. This cut would apply to most 340B acquired drugs, including biologicals, biosimilars, and radiopharmaceuticals, and would also apply to 340B drugs furnished in off-campus provider-based departments already subject to the site-neutral payment policy enacted in Section 603 of the Bipartisan Budget Act in 2025. Vaccines, drugs with transitional pass-through status, and non-opioid pain management drugs would be excluded from the cut. CMS based this proposal on survey responses from 53.3% of non-340B hospitals and 28.6% of 340B hospitals. Exempt hospitals include rural Seoul community hospitals, children's hospitals, and PPS-exempt cancer hospitals. Critical access hospitals, rural emergency hospitals, and Maryland hospitals, all exempt from OPPS, would also not be affected. To implement this policy, CMS proposes making certain billing modifiers mandatory. JG-4340B acquired drugs subject to the payment reduction, TB-4 informational reporting by exempt providers, and a new modifier to be assigned for non-340B drugs. These modifiers were previously optional. Because OPPS must remain budget neutral, the $4.85 billion reduction in 340B drug payments would be redistributed to all OPPS hospitals through an estimated 8.44% increase in payments for non-drug hospital outpatient services. In other words, hospitals that rely less on 340B revenue may see a net payment increase. Separately, CMS proposes to accelerate the recoupment of $7.8 billion in excess payments made to hospitals for non-drug hospital services during CY 2018 to 2022, which was the budget-neutral redistribution caused by a Medicare payment cut for 340B acquired drugs that the Supreme Court later invalidated. The annual offset to non-drug OPPS payments would increase from 0.5% CY 2026 to 3% beginning in CY 2027, with full recoupment expected by end of CY 2029. 2. Site-neutral payment for imaging without contrast at off-campus hospital outpatient departments. CMS proposes to extend its site-neutral payment policy by paying rates equivalent to the Medicare physician fee schedule, approximately 40% of the OPPS rate, for imaging services without contrast, APCs 5521 to 5524 and composite APCs 8004, 8005, 8007, when furnished at accepted off-campus provider-based departments. Rural Seoul community hospitals would be exempt. CMS estimates this change will save Medicare $260 million in CY 2027, meaning a corresponding revenue reduction for affected hospitals. 3. New mandatory provider-based attestation requirements, deadline, January 1, 2028. Section 6225 of the CAA 2026 requires that by January 1, 2028, 1. Every off-campus hospital outpatient department must obtain and bill under a unique national provider identifier, NPI, separate from the main provider's NPI, and 2. The main provider must submit an initial provider-based status attestation confirming compliance with the requirements at 42 CFR Section 413.65. In addition, a